This is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's devotional is called God's Way, and our food for thought comes from John chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, and it reads, "Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, 'I'm going fishing.' 'We'll come too,' they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, 'Fellas, have you caught any fish?' 'No,' they replied. Then he said, 'Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some.' So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It's the Lord.' When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. 'Now come and have some breakfast,' Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. Some of you have been toiling over trying to do something but haven't had any success. The thing to note is that God, being all-knowing, knows just what you need to do to have that good success. Obviously, our efforts sometimes are not enough. In fact, our way involves our intellect and perception of how things should be done. And unfortunately, we are limited in our knowledge. But the good news is, God is not limited. If we really want to see the overflow of good success in our lives, we must do things God's way. When we heed to the instruction of the Lord, we find that God's way of doing things always yields a good return. And when we are obedient to what the Word of God tells us, we will begin to see good success. You see, Jesus is the Word made flesh, and having Jesus with you is your success. His Word changes everything. Beloved, God knows our beginning, our ending, and all of the in-between. The Lord wants to help you through this life. Just have an ear to hear and a heart to obey His instruction. Divine provision can be poured out into your net if you would only accept His leading. It takes a humble person to receive instructions from God. So take a step of humility and do things God's way. Psalms 37 and 5, the NLT version, says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you." Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.